The briefing officer's helmeted head glanced up at the muffled sound. He surveyed the ranks. There was no way to tell who had spoken. All were on proximity band. He returned to his briefing. Paying attention at last, Felix was surprised to hear that the man had not yet begun to discuss details of the assault. Instead, it was a pep talk. Felix realized this alarmed him. It wasn't the pep talk itself which made him uneasy. It wasn't the briefing officer. It was something in that positive, no-nonsense tone of his. Something... He doesn't believe, thought Felix suddenly. He doesn't believe in the plan. He doesn't believe in us. But he'll be damned if he'll let us carry that, so he's trying to make us believe instead of him. Felix admired the officer for his concern and for his effort. He also hated him for failing. The pep talk mercifully ended.
All right,
snarled the briefing officer in his best drillmaster manner.
It's time to get down to it.
On the wall behind him, a large screen warped into light with a hollow display of the target area. Felix noted the code on the lower corner of the image and keyed it onto his own hollows. The map showed a peninsula, some 40 kilometers long, jutting due north into a vast expanse of ocean. The peninsula terminated in a formation the shape of a large, three-fingered hand, splayed flat over the surface of the water. A choice spot, thought Felix, on Earth or Golden or any other human planet. Loads of sunshine and beach. The ocean frontage would supply fresh sea air to sweep leisurely across sculptured terraces, where happy vacationers would collapse contentedly after a long day of water sports and laughter. A choice spot. Except it wasn't Earth, and it wasn't Golden. It wasn't a human place at all. It was A9. And the water wasn't water. It was poison. And the fresh sea air would kill an unsuited human in a second. More poison. And the sunlight did little human good in a place where the average temperature was -20 degrees at high noon. And the breezes were a near-constant hurricane that drove the noxious atmosphere deep into the sandy soil, carving vast furrows into the land, forging riverbeds overnight, toppling mountainous formations in handfuls of years, and giving this nightmare place its name. Banshee. Only the enemy thrived here. Still another reason, thought Felix, not to go.
B-team, began the briefing officer, will drop here on the western edge. They will drive northward in a clockwise manner to rendezvous with C-team, who will drive due south to meet them from the northernmost section, the tip. The B-team-C-team rendezvous will take place here, 4 kilometers due north of the knuckle.
A tiny arrow appeared on the hollow, showing first the rendezvous point, then the knuckle itself, a steep crag 1,000 meters high in the exact center of the splayed hand.
We expect only moderate resistance during this stage of the assault. The bulk of the enemy is concentrated around the knuckle. Nevertheless, there is more here to cover on the western edge than the eastern. And for that reason, both B and C teams will carry 9 full groups and 2 scouts apiece.